Welcome to today's brief intelligence session. In short, today we will be discussing three small topics. Just a brief overlay of what Agenda 2030 is and the Fourth Industrial Revolution. And then lastly, we may just touch upon, topically and superficially, a topic called Dreads. D-R-E-A-D-D-S. Just want to reveal to my listeners the depth and scope of how deep we can go in the area of neurological warfare. War on your brain. War on your conscience. Energy warfare. So, Agenda 2030 and the Fourth Industrial Revolution are distinct concepts, but they are both relevant to discussions about global development. The so-called sustainability and technological advancements. So let us first take a small glimpse at Agenda 2030. Agenda 2030 refers to the United Nations Sustainable Development Agenda, adopted by the United Nations member states in September of 2015. Its full title is Transforming Our World. Transforming Our World. The 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. So they have a vision of transforming the world. Transforming it so that it looks like what they want it to look like. Not what God wants it to look like, but what they want it to look like. The agenda consists of 17 Sustainable Development Goals, which we call SDGs, and 169 targets aimed at addressing global challenges such as poverty, inequality, climate change, environmental degradation, peace, and justice. This is what they claim their targets are. So they claim they're going to address global challenges such as poverty, inequality, climate change, environmental degradation, peace, and justice. And we see none of these things being done. At all. The SDG, Sustainable Development Goals, cover a wide range of issues, including ending poverty and hunger with genetically modified organisms and with geoengineering. They want to end poverty and hunger, promoting good health and well-being. I haven't heard them promote good health, not even once. All they're promoting is vaccines, pharmaceutical interventions. They claim some of the issues that they cover is ensuring quality education, achieving gender equality, clean water and sanitation, affordable and clean energy, decent work and economic growth, industry, innovation and infrastructure, reduced inequalities, sustainable cities and communities. Yes, those 15-minute cities that are coming in the very near future. Responsible consumption and production, climate action, life below water, life on land, peace, justice in strong institutions, and partnerships for the goals. Agenda 2030 represents a comprehensive and ambitious plan for global development, aiming to achieve a more sustainable and equitable world by the year 2030. Now let us move on to a brief overlay of the Fourth Industrial Revolution. The Fourth Industrial Revolution, which we call the 4IR, is a term coined by Klaus Schwab, the founder and executive chairman of the World Economic Forum, to describe the ongoing technological revolution characterized by the fusion of digital, biological, and physical technologies. Key technologies associated with the Fourth Industrial Revolution include artificial intelligence, robotics, the Internet of Things, the IoT, 3D printing, biotechnology, nanotechnology, quantum computing, and others. The Fourth Industrial Revolution is transforming industries, economies, and societies by enabling new forms of production, communication, and interaction. It has the potential to drive unprecedented levels of efficiency, innovation, and prosperity. However, the Fourth Industrial Revolution also raises concerns about job displacement, inequality, privacy, security, and ethical implications. It requires careful management and governance to ensure that the benefits are shared equitably and that the risks are mitigated. In conclusion, Agenda 2030 outlines a global development agenda with specific goals and targets for sustainable development, while the Fourth Industrial Revolution represents a technological revolution that is reshaping economies and societies worldwide. Both Agenda 2030 and the Fourth Industrial Revolution are significant drivers of change in the 21st century, with implications for the way we live, work, and interact with each other and the planet. We will go into these things much deeper. As you know, we have already covered several times various aspects of Agenda 2030 and the Fourth Industrial Revolution and the Great Reset. We will be going a little bit deeper into the Great Reset and the Fourth Industrial Revolution, geoengineering and the terraformation of the Earth, and many other things that are associated to these topics and motifs. In closing, let us briefly talk about DREADS, DREADDS. It is short for designer receptors exclusively activated by designer drugs. And they are considered to be a tool used in neuroscience research to manipulate the activity of specific neurons in the brain. They are synthetic receptors that can be genetically engineered to respond exclusively to specific drugs that do not naturally occur in the body. When these drugs are administered, they selectively activate or inhibit the neurons expressing the DREAD receptors, allowing researchers to control the activity of those neurons with precision. Your brain can definitely be controlled remotely and via other means outside of your control. This is a scientifically, empirically proven fact. The basic principle behind dreads is to introduce genes encoding these designer receptors into specific populations of neurons in experimental animals, which, let us not forget, the scientific community considers you as a human to be a highly advanced animal, an advanced primate. They claim that the animals that they typically use are mice and rats. This is often achieved using viral vectors to deliver the genetic material to the brain. Once expressed in the target neurons, the dread receptors are then activated or inhibited by administering the appropriate drug, which can be delivered systematically or systemically via injection, for example, exemplia gratia, or locally, directly into the brain. Dreads offer several advantages for neuroscientists studying brain function and behavior. They provide a way to manipulate neural activity with high spatial and temporal precision, allowing researchers to investigate the causal relationships between neural circuits and behavior. Dread technology has been instrumental in elucidating the neural mechanisms underlying a wide range of phenomena, including learning and memory, motivation, addiction, mood disorders, and neurodegenerative diseases. However, like any powerful technology, dreads also raise ethical concerns and potential implications for neurological warfare. I said potential implications for neurological warfare or misuse. Here are some of the considerations. Number one, weaponization. The ability to manipulate neural activity remotely could potentially be exploited for malicious purposes, such as inducing fear, anxiety, or aggression in targeted individuals or populations. Not just individuals, but entire populations can be controlled and manipulated. As you just heard me say. Number two, mind control. While the concept of mind control is often associated with science fiction, the precise manipulation of neural circuits using technologies like dreads raises theoretical possibilities for exerting influence over individuals' thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is 100% possible, and it's already been done, it's being done, and it will continue to be used. It is one of the weapons and tools and apparatuses of the Antichrist. Number three, privacy and consent. The use of dreads in research involving human subjects raises important ethical questions regarding privacy, autonomy, and informed consent. Ensuring that participants fully understand the potential risks and benefits of dread-based interventions is essential for ethical research practices. Number four. Last but not least, dual use concerns. Dread technology, like many other scientific advancements, has the potential for both beneficial and harmful applications. Efforts to mitigate the risks of misuse, such as robust ethical guidelines, oversight mechanisms, and transparent communication, are essential to ensure that dreads are used responsibly and ethically. In summary, or in conclusion, while dreads hold great promise for advancing our understanding of the brain and developing new treatments for neurological and psychiatric disorders, their potential for misuse or unintended consequences underscores the importance of ethical considerations and responsible oversight in their development and use. And you know, Dr. Giordano can break this down and elucidate this much further. And I definitely will go very deep into this subject in the very near future, because this plays into spiritual warfare, psychic warfare. And when I say psychic, I mean associated with the psyche. Not as in, you know, these little fake, phony, superficial charlatans that are sitting around communicating with demons half the time. Sometimes it's just pure theater with their little crystal ball, their spiritism. No, I'm talking about psychic as in that which is pertaining to the psyche, the soul. What the materialists call the mind, will, and emotions. The mind, will, and emotions. In the very near future, we will go deeper into the subject matter of frequencies that influence and can alter brain waves and cognition. We will discuss alpha waves, beta waves, theta waves, delta waves, gamma waves, and EMFs, electromagnetic frequencies. We will also discuss brainwave entrainment frequencies, because the brain can be entrained. Till next time, Shalom Aleichem.